KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning, let's start with girls high school softball last night for Atlantic. A couple of shutouts in a doubleheader last evening as Atlantic posting a 13-0 win over Red Oak. They followed that up with a 12-0 win in game two over Red Oak. And with those two victories, Atlantic has clinched the Hawkeye 10 conference title here for this softball season. Also in doubleheader play last night from the Hawkeye 10, Harlan swept a pair from Clarinda by 8-0 scores in both games. Lewis Central took two from Shenandoah 5-3 and 12-0. Kemper Catholic down in Glenwood 9-4 in game one, and it was a 9-inning, 7-5 win in game number two. Denison Sleswig beating Creston 7-5 in the first game. It was Creston over Denison Sleswig 10-3 in game number two last night. Also in Western Iowa Conference tournament play last night, in the semifinals, Underwood beat Audubon 7-0. In the semifinals also, Logan Magnolia outlasting AHSTW in 8 innings by a final of 7-6. Then in the championship game, it was Logan Magnolia capturing the crown with a 7-2 win over Underwood. Also in regular season Western Iowa Conference play last night, Kenna Ford tossed a two-hitter with 10 strikeouts as Riverside shut down Tri-Center 1-0. From the Corner Conference, Griswold with a 13-1 win over Essex as Haley Pennock homered, and Carly Milliken, McKenna Wichman, and Brenna Roselle each had 3 hits last night for the Tigers. Fremont Mills beat up on East Mills 20-1. It was Stanton over Sydney 6-3. Pride of Iowa Conference softball saw Lennox beat Bedford 12-0. Mount Air over Southwest Valley 14-0. From the Rolling Valley Conference, it was Woodbine defeating Exira EHK 6-4, and also Grandview Christian knocking off Coon Rapids Bayard 4-2 last night in girls softball action. In boys baseball last night from the Hawkeye 10 Conference, Atlantic swept a pair from Red Oak, Atlantic winning 5-0 in the opener behind Wyatt Redenbaugh, who tossed a 3-hitter with 6 strikeouts in that game. And Atlantic picking up a 6-4 win over Red Oak in game number two. Brendan Atkinson helped lead the way with a couple of RBIs for the Trojans. Also, Clarinda beat Harlan 11-5 in game one of a doubleheader. Harlan came back to win 12-1 in game two. Lewis Central swept two from Shenandoah 10-0 and 10-0 were the scores. Kemper Catholic over Glenwood 9-4 in game one of a doubleheader. Glenwood took the second game 11-6. And Denison Sleswig swept two from Creston 10-3, 10-0 were the game scores. Also in Western Iowa Conference baseball, it was Missouri Valley over Trainer 8-4. From the Corner Conference, Griswold over Essex 21-8. East Mills beat Fremont Mills 3-1. Sydney over Stanton by a 4-1 final. In the Pride of Iowa Conference, it was Lennox over Bedford 23-13. And also Mount Air beat Southwest Valley 11-0. From the Bluegrass Conference, Moravia topping Orient Maxburg 11-1. Also in boys baseball around the area last night, CAM a 13-3 winner over Riverside in non-conference play. Cade Tickner had a couple of triples and 2 knocked in, and Lane Speaker singled, doubled, and tripled last night to help lead the CAM offense. Audubon beat ACGC 11-1 as Gavin Smith, Braden Wessel, and Cooper Nielsen, and Gavin Larson all had 2 RBIs for the Wheelers in that win. Leighton Nelson knocked in 3 runs to help Tri-Center beat Boyer Valley 11-10. Also, St. Albert topping Nottoway Valley 5-3. IKM Manning beating South Central Calhoun 15-13. Logan Magnolia outscored Woodbine 11-8, while Coon Rapids Bayard beat Southeast Valley by a final of 11-1 in boys baseball play last night. In Major League Baseball action, the Cards were on the road last night, opening up a series in Colorado. It didn't go well. The Rockies win it 5-2 last night. Elias Diaz hit a 3-run walk-off home run in the bottom of the 9th inning, and that's how it ended. Paul Goldschmidt hit a homer for the Cardinals last night in their effort. Giovanni Gallegos got the loss. Adam Wainwright pitched well last night for the Cardinals, but came up with a no decision. Also, the Royals were beaten again last night, this time by the Red Sox. 15-1 was the final score in that one. Also around the league, it was the Mariners over the Blue Jays 7-2. The White Sox beat the Twins 8-5. Rangers down the A's 8-3. Dodgers beat the Nationals 6-2. Brewers over the Pirates 7-2. The Astros beat the Indians 7-2. Reds over the Padres 5-4. The Braves beat the Mets 4-3. Diamondbacks over the Giants by a final of 5-3. Marlins at the Phillies and the Angels at the Yankees. Both were rained out yesterday and will be rescheduled. Last night, Major League Baseball announced its All-Star starters for the All-Star game coming up yet this month. In the American League, Salvador Perez of the Kansas City Royals was named as the starting catcher. Joining Perez on the starting list for the American League on the infield is Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of Toronto at first base, Marcus Semien of Toronto at second base. Xander Bogaerts of the Red Sox will be the shortstop, and Rafael Devers of Boston will be the third baseman. Mike Trout, who's been injured and won't be able to play in the game, with the LA Angels with the top vote getter overall, and he is the center fielder for the American League. Other outfielders include Aaron Judge of the New York Yankees and Teoscar Hernandez of Toronto. Shohei Ohtani of the LA Angels is the designated hitter for the All-Star game. Intriguing, we'll see if he's actually the starting pitcher for the American League All-Star squad as well. In the National League, the catcher is Buster Posey of the San Francisco Giants, who's having a breakout year after taking last year off. Freddie Freeman of Atlanta is the first baseman. Adam Frazier of the Pirates will start at second base. Fernando Tatis Jr. of the Padres will be the shortstop. Nolan Arenado of St. Louis will be the starting third baseman. Starting outfielders include Ronald Acuna Jr. of Atlanta and a couple of Cincinnati Reds. Nick Castellanos and Jesse Winker will both be starting for the National League. Well, Palatine, Illinois wide receiver Jacob Bostic announced his intention to attend Iowa on Thursday. Bostic picked the Hawkeyes over several schools, including Cincinnati, Louisville, and Illinois. As a junior, Bostic caught 31 passes for 451 yards and 9 touchdowns, playing in 6 games. The 6'3", 170-pound prospect is the 7th known commitment to the Hawkeyes' 2022 recruiting class. He's currently ranked as the number 8 player in Illinois, number 84 at wide receiver nationally, according to 24/7 sports rankings. UNI head men's basketball coach Ben Jacobson has signed a contract extension that locks up the 4-time Missouri Valley Conference Coach of the Year through the end of the 28-29 season. Jacobson is the winningest coach in UNI history with 301 victories and a 605 winning percentage. With him at the leadership spot, the Panthers have earned 3 regular season Missouri Valley Conference titles, including the 2019-2020 season and 4 Arch Madness championships. UNI has made 4 trips to the NCAA tournament and qualified for postseason play 8 times in Jacobson's tenure, including their legendary 2010 second-round win over Kansas in a Sweet 16 run. The Panthers also advanced to the round of 32 during the 2014-15 and 2015-16 seasons. He's the only coach in Missouri Valley Conference history to pick up 2 wins over a number 1 ranked team. 3 UNI players have earned the Valley's Larry Bird Player of the Year trophy, and he has a 160 and 110 record in Valley games. During Jacobson's tenure, 2 Panthers, Adam Cook and A.J. Green, were named the MVC Scholar Athlete of the Year. Cook also earned the prestigious NCAA Postgraduate Scholarship. Jacobson was promoted to head coach after the departure of Greg McDermott after the 05-06 season. He was hired to McDermott's staff in 2001 and was promoted to associate head coach in 2005. He began his career at North Dakota, where he played his college career in the early 90s. He was a grad assistant before becoming a full-time assistant ahead of the 96-97 season. He was an assistant at North Dakota State before coming over to Cedar Falls. In the NBA playoffs last night, Milwaukee beat Atlanta 123-112. The Bucks now with a 3-2 lead in that series. And the Stanley Cup Finals will continue tonight with Tampa Bay traveling now to Montreal. Canadiens in a hole as they come home. They're down 2-0 to the Lightning in that best-of-7 Cup Final. That's Check of Sports here this morning.